This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Iraq, Army and Marine units are moving northward, and it appears the battle for Baghdad is near. U.S. forces have engaged Republican Guard units in heavy fighting near two key cities on the way to the capital. The battles appear to end a one-week pause in forward movement of large American forces. And they follow the dramatic rescue of a 19-year-old POW who was listed as missing in action after her maintenance unit was attacked last week near Nasiriya. NPR's Nick Spicer is at Military Command Headquarters in Doha, Qatar. Is this the beginning of the battle for Baghdad?
Well, it appears to be the end of the sort of poking and probing of U.S. And British forces, and the beginning of a major assault on a long line of defenses south of Baghdad. We have fighting as close as 50 miles to the capital. What started last night puts an end, as you were saying, to about a week of wading through sandstorms and resupplying, because the U.S. troops have now engaged the top Republican Guard units. And they're finding easy victory in some places and at times a welcome from civilians. Overall, what you have is a two-pronged movement towards Baghdad through Iraqi positions, which have been very heavily bombed over the past few days. In the southwest, the 3rd Infantry Division overran some of the positions of the Medina Division, which is said to be the best-equipped and best-prepared division of the Republican Guard. They did this north of the city of Karbala. Frontline reports from embedded reporters say the main battle took about 3 hours, although planners were expecting it to take about 24. There's still ongoing fighting around there in smaller towns. Further south in the western part of Iraq, members of the 101st Airborne are fighting Fedayeen troops in Najaf, and this is a very tricky place to be fighting because it contains a religious shrine holy to Iraq's Shia population, and the fighters are holed up in it. But despite all the fighting in their city, the residents of Najaf are reportedly providing an enthusiastic welcome to American troops.
And what's going on southeast of Baghdad?
Well, on the other side of this two-pronged assault, the main conflict has been between the Republican Guard's Baghdad division and U.S. Marines. It's happening especially on the approach to the town of Kut, which guards the eastern approaches to Baghdad. It's about 100 miles up the road. This division of the Republican Guard was also heavily bombed, and we've got reports from the front line where commanders are describing it as irrelevant now, even though there are some tank battles ongoing. Another major military achievement is the taking of a critical bridge over the Tigris River, and that will accelerate the drive towards Baghdad. There'd be no reports of major U.S. casualties in this so far. I should add that these successes are taking place in a different battle climate from down south, because this is where the Republican Guards unit are thought to have rockets, long-range artillery, and the sort of vectors you need to deliver chemical or biological weapons. So the Marines are moving up and at times reported to be wearing the special protective suits they need to protect themselves from such arms.
And B-52s were in action in the north again.
That's right, bombing towns around the towns of Mosul and the oil hub of Kirkuk. There's been a slow buildup of U.S. troops in the region, and reports as well of Iraqi withdrawals towards the town of Mosul, and Kurdish fighters are also reported to be taking ground.
Now, what about the rescue of this POW?
Well, this took place at about midnight Baghdad time. Private First Class Jessica Lynch went missing around a week, 10 days ago, when she and other members of the 507th Ordnance Maintenance Company took a wrong turn near the town of Nasiriyah. She had been listing as missing in action. But last night, a CIA tip sent special forces to the hospital where she was being held there in this town southeast of Baghdad. There was a diversionary attack, and then she was whisked out despite having two broken legs and a broken arm. She was being kept apart from POWs, it is thought. The rescue is said to have boosted the morale of troops, and it may well boost public opinion, as there are reports that the entire operation was filmed by special forces, so there may be video footage available later.
NPR's Nick Spicer at Central Command Headquarters in Doha, Qatar.